Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, HBR's 10 Must Reads on Change Management, Volume 2 is a curated business anthology from Harvard Business Review that focuses on how leaders can manage transformation in organizations that face constant disruption. Rather than presenting a single authorial argument, the volume assembles selected articles by respected management thinkers, including John P. Kotter, Tim Brown, Roger L. Martin, and Darrell K. Rigby, alongside the bonus article, Accelerate, by Kotter. Its purpose is practical, to help managers understand why many change efforts fail and what leaders can do differently to improve the odds of success. The book concentrates on organizational change as a discipline, covering urgency, culture, resistance, agile practice, design thinking, and structural reform. Because it is built from short, focused articles, it is especially useful for readers who want actionable frameworks rather than a long theoretical treatment. The result is a compact reference on leading transformation in real business settings. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, change management as a practical leadership discipline, not a vague ideal. This volume treats change management as a concrete managerial skill with identifiable causes of failure and repeatable responses. The selected articles do not assume that transformation happens simply because leaders announce it. Instead, they show that most initiatives falter when organizations cling to the status quo, underinvest in mobilizing support, or fail to communicate why the change matters. That framing is important because it shifts change from a soft cultural aspiration to a sequence of actions that can be planned, monitored, and adjusted. Readers are pushed to think about urgency, commitment, and execution as operational problems rather than abstract leadership qualities. This practical orientation is one of the book's main strengths. It translates broad ideas about transformation into managerial decisions about pace, messaging, coalition building, and follow through. In that sense, the book is less about inspirational rhetoric and more about how leaders actually move organizations through resistance and uncertainty. Secondly, Kotter's accelerated model shows why speed depends on multiple parallel efforts. The bonus article Accelerate by John P. Kotter reinforces a central idea of the collection in turbulent environments. Leaders cannot rely on slow, linear change processes. Instead, they need to build a system that can move on several fronts at once. The book highlights this through the idea of 8 accelerators of strategic change, which includes aligning culture, activating networks, using design thinking, and scaling agile practices. The significance of this approach is that it recognizes change as a coordination challenge, not a single project with a finish line. Different parts of the organization often move at different speeds, so leaders must create mechanisms that reinforce each other. Kotter's contribution is especially valuable because it explains why traditional hierarchy alone is too slow for modern competitive pressure. The model also encourages leaders to see transformation as continuous adaptation, where momentum must be sustained through a mix of formal structure and informal influence rather than through top-down directives alone. Thirdly, culture is presented as an enabler of transformation, not just a barrier. A distinctive theme in the volume is that organizational culture can either obstruct or accelerate change depending on how leaders work with it. The book does not treat culture merely as a symbolic backdrop. It presents culture as a system of shared habits, norms, and expectations that determines whether new behaviors take root. This matters because many change efforts fail when they ignore the daily routines that actually shape how work gets done. The collection argues that leaders should make culture serve the transformation by connecting new behaviors to existing sources of identity, trust, and legitimacy. That is a more realistic approach than assuming people will abandon old patterns just because a new strategy has been announced. The cultural lens also explains why communication alone is not enough. To shift an organization, leaders must reinforce change through incentives, networks, and repeated practice until the new way of working becomes normal. The book therefore frames culture as a lever for durability, not just a challenge to overcome. Fourthly, winning over resistors requires network influence, design thinking, and reduced friction. The book pays close attention to the human and political side of change, especially the problem of resistance. Rather than assuming that opponents can be persuaded by logic alone, it emphasizes the value of network ties and coalition building. This reflects a realistic view of organizations as social systems where influence spreads through relationships, not just through formal authority. In addition, the volume connects resistance management with design thinking, suggesting that buy-in improves when change is shaped around actual user needs instead of imposed from above. That is a useful distinction because many initiatives trigger pushback not simply because people dislike change, but because the change is poorly designed, confusing, or too disruptive to everyday work. The book also stresses minimizing the pain of change, which is a practical way of saying that leaders should reduce unnecessary friction, clarify expectations, and make adoption easier. Together, these ideas show that resistance is not only a mindset issue. It is often a response to how change is introduced, structured, and experienced in practice. Lastly, agile scaling and reorganization are treated as tests of strategic judgment. Another important theme is that transformation is not automatically good just because it is change. The book warns leaders to avoid pursuing the wrong changes, which means that strategy and change management must be linked. A reorganization, for example, can improve clarity and speed, but it can also create confusion if it is driven by internal politics rather than real business needs. Likewise, scaling agile practices can help an organization become more responsive, but only if the underlying processes and culture are aligned with that approach. This is where the book becomes especially useful for experienced managers. It asks them to distinguish between motion and meaningful progress. The collection suggests that leaders should evaluate whether a change will actually improve coordination, decision-making, and adaptability, rather than assuming that novelty is enough. By combining agile scaling, reorg guidance, and strategic discernment, the volume presents change management as a judgment discipline. Leaders must decide not only how to implement change, but also which changes deserve attention in the first place. In conclusion, this book is best suited for managers, executives, team leaders, and students of business who need a concise but serious guide to organizational transformation. It is especially useful for readers facing restructuring, cultural change, digital adaptation, or other high-stakes initiatives where resistance and uncertainty are expected. The main benefit is practical synthesis instead of forcing readers to search across many HBR articles. It brings together a focused set of essays that address both the mechanics and the psychology of change. Readers gain frameworks for creating urgency, building support, working through networks, reducing friction, and aligning culture with strategy. What makes it stand out from many change management books is its anthology format and its grounding in classic management thinking. Rather than offering one author's system alone, it combines multiple respected perspectives into a compact reference that is easy to revisit when a real initiative is underway. It is not a motivational book, and it is not a theory-heavy academic text. It sits in the practical middle, which is exactly what makes it valuable for leaders who need usable ideas under real organizational pressure. If you would like to support Harvard Business Review, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.